John, we were also talking about what Andrew Jackson Davis thought of death, and you didn't have a chance to finish that.
You know, I was just going to mention that because I know your listeners would want to hear this, but again, clairvoyantly, this is how he described the death process. He says, you know, as the body starts to die, about 3 feet above the body, a cloud starts to form, and this cloud starts to become more and more precise, but there's a thread or cord that goes from the chest, which eventually moves up to the head, that connects the this basic cloud with the body. And he says the essence of the person, the spirit essence, then passes through this cord or this thread, like with lightning speed, into this cloud, which goes higher and higher in the air. And then the body starts to take on a shape, and gradually within the cloud you can see the formation of a perfect human body. If the person was sick or had lost limbs or whatever, he is a perfect body in the spiritual state. And this is what really got me with his description. He said this spiritual cord is similar to the umbilical cord in a physical birth. In a physical birth, you know, you have the umbilical cord, and this is a spiritual birth. You have the spiritual cord that conducts the essence. And I thought that was very interesting. And the person is unconscious during this whole process, and it could take up to a couple hours, depending. You know, he said every death is different. If somebody died a violent death, like he mentioned, through a person who was hung, a criminal who was hung, the process took 7 or 8 hours. And so now this person is completely formed with his essence in this cloud. And again, he's usually unconscious. And he then speaks of like a light or a thread, a magnetic light, which penetrates the room and draws the spiritual body towards it. And the light then, the shaft of golden shaft of life draws the person outside and then brings the person up into the air, and he's surrounded by other spirit guardians and friends. Say the spirit at this point may be awake, and he may not be awake, or he or she may not be awake, depending on the kind of death. And if not, they're woken up usually with like sweet celestial music and or whatever. And again, the time which a spirit will remain unconscious will depend on whether the death was a natural death or an unnatural death. And then basically the spirit will go into the afterlife. He calls it the Summerland, because life is like winter and death is like summer. And where the soul or spirit continues to make progress, it kind of gravitates with spirits of its like development. And you know, in his books and in his descriptions, this is a really quick summary of the death process and the afterlife. But the important point is, what I found, a lot of people who've read my book or read about Davis's description, it kind of gives you hope to say that, you know, here's a guy who scientifically is describing this. If it is true, the way he's describing it, it gives us hope that there is an afterlife, that we all continue to live, and it's just a continuation of what we did on Earth. Instead of progressing in a physical body, we kind of make progress in a spiritual body.
I think it's a pretty exciting analogy of what death could be like, especially from his mind. It also sounds like he's talking about what a lot of people have said during astral projection, that they see this cord connected from their physical to their astral body. He might have been onto something.
I know. You know, that's what's fascinating about Dave. I agree with what you said with that description. He has almost defined everything that we now know in terms of the paranormal. You know Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, of course, you know, the author of Sherlock Holmes and the great psychic investigator. He said this about Davis. He said, "No man can take the whole message, for it is infinite and rises as we come in contact with higher beings. But Davis interpreted so well for his day and generation that little more can be added even now to his conception." And that's what I've been finding out about Davis. You know, he talked about the body being transparent. He talked about auras around the body, different kinds of auras and colors. He talked about left and right brain personalities. It's just like, no matter, the more you read about Davis, the more you realize his scope is just so wide. And it just, you just want to know more and more. So that's what I find interesting. I think the analogies that you're coming up with are accurate.